This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, good to be with you.
And boy, I'll bet you most everybody got a pretty good start on their Christmas shopping right now.
Yeah, it's still early December.
There's probably somebody sitting back with their feet up on the coffee table saying, oh, I did mine back in September or whenever. But if you haven't done it yet, and if you're going to be doing some of it online, if you ever use Amazon, you'd be doing us a big favor if you went to firstsmile.amazon. And how do you get there? Well, you can do it with any search engine, Google or Yahoo or anybody like that. Or the even easier way is to go to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, CatholicRadioIndy.org. You'll see a smile.amazon little link there. And if you click on that, they're going to ask you just a couple of simple questions, I think like your email and what charity do you want to support. And if you type in Catholic Radio Indy, all three words, Catholic Radio Indy, every time you shop on Amazon, Catholic Radio gets a small percentage of it. And there's a lot of Catholic Radio listeners, and if we all do it, it can really add up, especially this time of the year. So Catholic Radio Indy, then click on the smile.amazon link and put in Catholic Radio, and then a strange thing will happen. If you, and I had this happen to me before, if you a month from now forget all about it and go on Amazon on that same computer and say, I just want to get something on Amazon, they're going to interrupt you and say, whoops, wait a minute, are you sure you didn't want to support Catholic Radio with this? And just a click, they'll switch you from Amazon to smile.amazon, and Catholic Radio gets it. You don't even have to remember. Your computer will do it for you.
I need all the help I can get. Okay. So today, glad you're with us today. We are going to be talking about a wonderful organization called Hearts and Hands of Indiana. And joining us in the studio today, we have the executive director, Suzanne Thompson, and also we have the office administrator and going to be a new homeowner, Alma Figueroa. Did I say it right?
Figueroa.
Yes. Okay, I'm getting good. Well, welcome to Faith in Action. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. We are so happy to be here.
So let's start with you, Suzanne. What is Hearts and Hands of Indiana? What is your mission? And maybe how long have you been around?
So back in 2009, Father John McCaslin, the former pastor of Holy Trinity in St. Anthony Parish, shared his vision for rebuilding the neighborhood with parish members and some friends that had all gone to high school together at Sacred Heart. And these people came together and formed a small group, and they made up a board and began Hearts and Hands. This great group of people have been recognized by the Catholic community by being given the Spirit of Service Awards. Many of them have. I'll name a few. Tom Eagold, who is our board president, Jim Simmons, John Worth, Lanny Rossman, Peggy McGee, Carol Seismant. The list goes on and on, but these people remain vested since 2009 and remain active with our in the community and as well as on our board.
Well, it's pretty amazing. When I was doing the research to kind of prepare for this interview, and I was looking on your webpage, and it's so cool because you see the before and after of homes in the neighborhood that have been refurbished, and they're unbelievable. I mean, it's just unbelievable what you're doing.
Yes, we are.
There a certain region of the city that you focus on?
Yes, so we are located next to St. Anthony School. They're in the Providence Center on Warman Avenue.
Okay.
And we serve the Hawville, Hawthorne neighborhoods, which includes St. Anthony and the Holy Trinity parishes. Those are our focus areas right now.
So how do you find people that are looking for, are these people that are, so you renovate the homes, maybe talk about the process of what you do exactly.
So our mission, our mission is guided by our Catholic faith, and we our aim is to provide that affordable housing, long-term homeownership in that area. And we go about trying to recruit families from the neighborhood because we want the neighbors to stay in that neighborhood.
Right, because that's what they're familiar with. They might go to church there, you go to school there. Why move?
Absolutely.
You know, that's their home.
Absolutely. So we do that through our advocacy committee and our outreach committee, who are busy in the neighborhood, and through local corporations that may employ some of our neighbors. And we reach out through marketing materials and trying to bring, and obviously through churches and parishes in the area, trying to bring families to us.
So Alma, how did you get involved with Hearts and Hands of Indiana?
So I actually grew up in the near west side of Indianapolis, just down the street from St. Anthony.
Okay.
And Father John, I actually remember the first Spanish mass that Father John did at St. Anthony. And
was he good?
He's improved.
You got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, that's quite an adjustment for priests.
I mean,
they grew up maybe with, like me, a year or two of high school Spanish, and now they're supposed to
yes.
do what?
Yes, and he has definitely improved, not only just in speaking the language, but really getting to know the culture
sure.
and the community. So we have a really soft spot for Father John. And personally, my family, we pretty much grew up with him, and he kind of knew us since we were young. So I went to school, and when I came back, I took a little bit of a break because I had twin girls.
Oh, yay. Congratulations.
It was a little busy. Thank you. So it was a busy time for me. And then when I came back to work, Father John said there was an opening at the St. Anthony Parish. And so I started working at St. Anthony Parish as a secretary.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And so that helped me kind of jump back into the working and, you know, juggling with my family life. And during this time, Father John had told me a little bit about Hearts and Hands and wanted me to kind of look into it as not so much as where I am right now as a career, but as a homeowner. He encouraged me to look into looking for a house for me and my family, and fortunately he did push me in the right direction. We were kind of an up and down renting from place to place, and weren't really sure where to go. Both my husband and I would be first-time homeowners, so we started the process, and we realized that we just needed to work a little bit harder. And fortunately, Hearts and Hands is a wonderful organization that provides the necessary tools to be able to reach that that place where financially stable to be a homeowner.
If you're just joining us right now, I'll go ahead and reintroduce our guest, because you're probably thinking, who is that? I want to know who that is. We're talking with Suzanne Thompson. She's the executive director of Hearts and Hands of Indiana, and Alma Figueroa. Maybe I'll get it by the end. So tell us a little bit about maybe your background, Suzanne, and how you got involved in this ministry.
I'd be happy to. I have always worked with nonprofits throughout my 30-year career. I believe in my faith teaches me that you need to do more than words. You need to put that faith into action. And so I have always worked for nonprofits that provide a service to the community and for the greater good.
And you worked in Catholic Charities prior to this.
That's correct. I served as their development director.
Very cool. And what about you? You talked a little bit about the process. Now you're going to be a homeowner soon. So talk about where, fast forward to now, like what happened? You kind of worked harder. You and your husband worked harder in terms of, you know, kind of planning.
So we have a really good, Hearts and Hands has a really good relationship with INHP.
What's that?
Indiana Neighborhood Partnership Association.
Okay.
Indiana Neighborhood Partnership Association.
That's a tongue twister, right?
Yes, that's why I usually say INHP. But yeah, so, and they have some classes, some home ownership classes, and they also have financial advisors. And so when we started to, after talking to Hearts and Hands, before I was working there, we then set up a meeting with INHP, my husband and I, and looked into, they kind of gave us a little bit of guidance as far as saving and paying off certain debt and everything, and kind of getting, be a little bit more stable in order to be able to purchase a home. And they also provide a class, a home ownership class. In this class, it's an 8-hour class on a Saturday, and they give you a lot of information and kind of a guidance on what to do and how to go forward to be a homeowner. And so,
and if you're a first week, if you're a first time homeowner, you know, buyer, I mean, what a great resource. Because I mean, I'm thinking back to when my husband and I mean, we were in our 30s when we got married and bought our home, but we didn't know anything. You know, we had all these degrees, but we didn't know anything about homeowner buyership. So, you know, that's a great service that is being utilized through Hearts and Hands.
INHP is a wonderful partner, and we believe that anyone could benefit from going through these classes. It is such a great way to transition from a renter into becoming a homeowner. We believe that this process protects our homeowners in going into the future from being taken advantage of.
Sure. What are some of the common pitfalls or common mistakes that people make when they make that step from rental to ownership or ownership for the first time? What are some of the mistakes that they do make that are costly to them in the end?
Well, we have a great track record. I don't think that our homeowners are making many mistakes. We've never had mm-hmm. a foreclosure mm-hmm. or anything, but I think that without this type of support system that we have set up at Hearts and Hands, I believe that budgeting might be one of the top problems for people mm-hmm. becoming a first-time homeowner. They may have credit card issues. They may not understand how to make mm-hmm. that transition. But then what Hearts and Hands comes in, also is supportive to that system, is that we try to help with learning how to become a homeowner and maintain that home afterwards as well. So mm-hmm. we're there all about strengthening the community and becoming a part of that community.
We need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll let you know how you can get involved and help with Hearts and Hands. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Andy Motika, Director of Music for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. I would like to invite you to join Vox Sacra, our choir, and the Archdiocesan Youth Choir of Indianapolis for our annual Concert of Christmas Music on Friday, December 21st at 7 o'clock p.m. at St. Joan of Arc Catholic Church. This concert is free and open to the public and will feature choral music by Bruckner, Bird, Gabrielli, Howells, and more. Please join us for an evening of beautiful singing to welcome the sacred Christmas season.
For your faith,
it's completely changed my walk with Christ, and I'm so thankful to you guys for that.
For your life,
all I gotta do is turn it on and I'm lifted up.
You lift you up when you're feeling down.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Hey, can you do me a favor? I'm supposed to mention the number 641-793-5507 at least 6 times during this announcement. So I'm wondering if you could maybe count them for me. You see, the number 641-793-5507 is important because that's the new phone number for our Audio Now dial-in-to-listen service for cell phones. By dialing 641-793-5507, you can hear Catholic Radio Indy programming right on your cell phone. It's not an app. It doesn't use any data, doesn't tie up your phone, and even works on older phones that can't download apps. All you do is dial 641-793-5507. You can put your phone on speakerphone or even Bluetooth it to your car radio, and you're all set. It works great inside your home or office, even in a sick room or hospital room. So remember the number. It's 641-793-5507. Oh, by the way, did I get in all 6 times?
Just a reminder that Catholic Radio Indy is listener-supported. If you are one of our regular donors, thank you very much.
Welcome to Faith in Action. Welcome back. We are talking about Hearts and Hands of Indiana, and we're joined with the Executive Director and the Office Administrator. We've got Suzanne Thompson and Alma Figueroa. Oh, well, God will forgive me, right? If you will, right? So, let's talk about what exactly is the process of, what do you exactly do? What's the process of getting these homes?
So we buy abandoned homes, and we do that in several ways. We can buy them from tax surplus. We can buy them from Renew. We've also been offered homes through people that would like to sell them in the neighborhood. So those are the ways that we acquire homes, typically. Then what happens after that process is that we bring in volunteers to help us to shell out the homes. Then we need to find skilled volunteers for some of those positions. And then we try to keep our cost as low as possible during all of this process. But sometimes we need to hire contracted workers.
Sure.
But while our families are going through INHP and we're building that relationship with the families, then the rehabbing of the home is taking place. We make that beautiful match in the end. Mm-hmm. They acquire a mortgage, and we close on the home at the very end.
Now, do you actually do things or contract for things like maybe new windows or a roof or new wiring, that sort of thing?
Sometimes we do, that is absolutely an opportunity for us to partner with people in the community.
So what exactly is the need? Tell us again the neighborhood that you're working in, and then what's the need in terms of, I guess, for the people and for the community, what's
right.
the need?
So we are working in the near west side of Indianapolis, which we consider to be a renaissance area,
mm-hmm.
But also...
That brings a lot of images, you know?
Yes.
It's positive, right?
Yes. And it is being strengthened by many different development efforts that are being created. But it is also an island of great need in that there are a lot of people that are living there right now that need to make that transition from renter to homeowner. And the urgency is that we have some developments going on that are strengthening the neighborhood. We love the fact that they're moving in. But they're building at a rate of $250,000 homes and in Central State, and $350,000 homes in Stringtown. And we are concerned that the property values are going to go up and that more of our neighbors are going to be displaced if indeed we cannot gain more resources to buy more properties in order to meet the needs of the neighborhood itself.
So in terms of people listening, you know, what are some ways that people can help? If they're listening to the show and they're like, you know what, I want to help with that redevelopment of that area. I want to help Hearts and Hands. Talk about the need in terms of dollars and maybe the need in terms of volunteers. Like how what are ways people can help?
Hearts and Hands is a great organization for volunteers because it's an opportunity to do good.
Mm-hmm.
It's also an opportunity for parishes to get involved and to have fellowship and to create teamwork. I would also encourage any corporation to get involved with us in that manner. It's just good team building and fellowship.
How many volunteers do you have right now, or how many does it take? You know, maybe, you know, Alma, you're the person who's making it all happen there, right?
Well, actually, we usually have volunteers of up to 10 people.
Okay.
Come, and a lot of the times there are parishes that get together and call us and see what our calendar kind of looks like, and then we're able to talk to our construction manager and be able to place them into our volunteer calendar. And so usually groups of 10 people, a lot of times what is a little bit more difficult for us to get are those skilled volunteers that would be able to help us greatly in those efforts that are a little bit harder down the line.
Sure. How many homes in a year do you typically turn over or rehab, or whatever the proper terminology would be there?
So in 2019, we will rehab and sell 4 homes.
That's a lot. I mean,
it is
not as fast as Property Brothers. They've got a huge team, but yeah, I'm sorry, couldn't help that.
That's right. And our pace increases with each year.
Mm.
So in the beginning, We may have been doing one home, but through our strategic plan, we are now meeting that strategic plan with the purchase of properties and with completing. We're right on time. We're right on schedule.
Now, there are plenty of properties available. If you had more funds, if you had more capability, there's lots of properties that would fit the mold that you're looking for.
There are properties, but again, there is an urgency in that those properties are escalating in price.
Sure, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So an opportunity for people to really, you know, get a whole bunch of people together in your parish and just come out and do that. How many do you ever rehab, like, more than one house at one time, or do you just do one at a time
We're currently working on two homes, 738 Bellevue, North Bellevue, and 722 North Bellevue.
And I'm sure there's kind of an excitement, I would think, too, mm-hmm. when you start seeing homes being rehabbed and just like, wow, you know, the before and after. It creates excitement, and people think, well, gosh, I better get another house before that one goes. You know what I'm saying? And so people probably want to live in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? That it's increasing the demand.
That's right. You know, we have in our family intake process right now, we have 29 families that are wanting to have a Hearts and Hands mm-hmm. home. Those people are in the INHP process and trying to get ready.
Mm-hmm. So now how long does it take to, from maybe like the, and this may change over time, you know, mm-hmm. what's the time frame of like, I apply today, or, you know, I apply January 1, mm-hmm. then how long would it take roughly for that process to happen?
Right. So it differs from person to person because it all depends on where they are. But it is not unique that an individual would come with problems with their credit, and they need to do a little bit of work to get that into a different level. Mm-hmm. And so it can be a one-month process, or it could be an 18-month process.
Now, I was going to ask you about financing. When people think of home ownership, of course, everybody thinks of a mortgage, and that's a pretty scary thing, and there's a lot of mistakes that you can make when you're trying to get a mortgage on your own. Do you help in that capacity as well?
Hearts and Hands does not offer a mortgage.
Right.
The families need to acquire the mortgage, and INHP sometimes or oftentimes walks them through that mortgage process.
And do you have certain lenders that you might be more prone to helping people in your program, or do they just have to find a lender?
They do have to find a lender, but they INHP does a really good job of kind of identifying what a lender, what a great relationship with a lender for that person. So it's based off of their income, their expenses, and family size. So this financial advisor really sits with them and analyzes everything and is able to find like the right, was able to advise on the right lender for them.
Mm-hmm. So Alma, what kind of a impact has being a part of the process been for you? I mean, how has it impacted you, I guess, and your family? And I know you're getting very close to getting your first home. Talk about how that feels.
So it feels great. And my experience, we had initially before coming to Hearts and Hands, had tried to get a home, but mostly because we were in tight situations. We had little kids, and we really wanted a house for them, and we found ourselves kind of into some predatory lending situation. Mm. And so when you're in those desperate times, that is a situation that can get you into a lot of trouble. Fortunately, we were able to get out of that, but that did make us very weary. Hearts and Hands has been the board, from the board members to the people building the homes, the volunteers, has been amazing. And I am so excited that my family of five, I now have another little boy, will finally be able to have a home that is near a place that I work and near the school of my children as well.
So if people are listening right now who maybe don't have a home, maybe want to get into a home, what might you say to kind of encourage them to maybe look at this option if they're in the neighborhood?
The near west side of Indianapolis is a wonderful location, and I would encourage them to visit our website.
Go ahead and give that since you mentioned it.
Definitely, www.heartsandhandsindy.org, and also they can visit us on Facebook if you also search for Hearts and Hands of Indianapolis.
Suzanne, I'm curious, are there other stories that you'd like to share about other people? And how many people have been through this now? How many people have homes that didn't have homes before?
Right. So we have made the transition with 12 families, each family having an incredible story. We recognize that with home ownership, making that transition to home ownership, we've watched families just bloom. Our first homeowner, she has completed her college degree and now comes back and she works with Hearts and Hands on volunteer basis and strengthens the neighborhood. I love stories like this.
Yeah, I know. And, when you think about it, if you've always lived in a house mm-hmm. and you haven't rented a lot, renting can be really stressful. And if you have a home, really your mortgage might even be less, probably, than rent. So really it can really help with the stability of families. And
Bridget, we find that when people make the transition to a Hearts and Hands home, that they lower their monthly payment from typically $900 to $600 at least a month.
That's a big savings. $300 a month. That's a lot of groceries or gas or whatever else you might
Diapers.
Need. Diapers, yeah.
Prescriptions.
Yeah, prescriptions. So how has this impacted your faith, Suzanne?
It has only expanded it in being able to work around the people that I work around because everyone is in service, people like Alma, to be able to see that faith played out in the volunteers that come and they share fellowship, and then to see our families interact and teach us what our faith is about. It is just a pleasure to come to work every day.
I can imagine.
A pleasure to work with our board members who are examples to us every day as well.
Alma, what about for you? How's it impacted your faith?
I think that it, in various ways, honestly, I think God places you where you need to be. And I am so fortunate that he brought me to St. Anthony and to Hearts and Hands of Indiana, which has impacted my life and my family's as well.
If you could give that webpage one more time.
That's www.heartsandhandsindy.org.
Thank you so much, Alma and Suzanne, for being our guests today. God bless you.
God bless you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.